You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
And we cue this. Yes, that's how we're going to open. This is how we're going to open the show today because due to unforeseen circumstances, Kavat the Catalyst, the man who yells in the beginning of the show, is under the weather and he's not here. So I've taken it upon myself to do a makeshift show. I just found this out in this morning at 7:45 in the morning. Wednesday, we taped the show. I don't know what to do, but we did have a resident, the millennial that the kids call it. Michaela's with me right now.
Hi, everyone. Good morning.
That was very nice.
Oh,
and
thanks.
That was very, very uplifting because we're all in disarray because we don't know what's going on. He told me at 7:45 he's not going to be here. So we're doing a makeshift show because we're going to cover the aftermath of Halloween.
Yes.
Because we didn't have a show last week because Halloween was on the 31st, Tuesday. And let's just go with this. Michaela's going to be here to discuss what happened. First of all, Halloween night, and then I guess the aftermath.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go right into it. Let's go. Halloween.
Okay.
The 31st. What happened?
So, I don't know if you heard about, before Halloween, the recent stuff that has been going on in Waikiki in itself, you know, you have
murders, killing,
yes,
kill them all,
scary, you know, it's like you get people getting stabbed, you got people getting shot. Recently there was a military guy who had a tussle in Waikiki, literally outside of Moose's McGillicuddy's.
Wait,
where
that's right.
Where I always like to hang out.
That's right.
And
all the Hollies are there.
Yeah. So I have no idea, but I was really skeptical on going into Waikiki. It kind of got to me a little bit. But then after so many drinks and shots, I'm just like, you know what? Forget it. Let's just go ahead and go. So me and my friends, we decided to go down to the Hyatt rooftop party.
Okay.
And it was fun. It was fun.
Okay.
If you were severely drunk.
There's a cover to get to this?
You have to have prepaid tickets, but I knew the people working the event, so that's how we were able to get in.
Of course.
Honestly, within this island, it's all about who you know.
Networking. There you go, that's
networking
right.
Networking skills.
You heard that, everyone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn right, bruh. I don't know, why do you go to, let's back, why do you go to Moose's? What is your appeal to going to Moose's? What is the reason?
Well, first of all, the music is really good. The bartenders
really?
Know me. Yes, I think that the music is really good.
What kind of music they play?
Well, my music.
That's people crying or something, some howling guitar
no,
or something.
What? No. They play a lot
what?
Of top 40 trap.
Oh, really?
Some, not like, mm-hmm. 2K now hip hop.
Well,
that's
right.
A lot of Migos.
There you go. I might have to go. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm never going to see you there.
That's not going to happen.
I'm never going to see you there.
I'm totally lying to you right now.
But
so what else goes on?
Also, my friends work there, so I go there a lot because, it's oh, yeah, come visit me because I'm working or whatever.
Oh, really? You know people that work there? Okay.
Yeah.
So. A lot of former Moose McGillicuddy employees have gone on to Pine and Jigger.
Oh.
Many are at Pine and Jigger right now.
Well, there you go.
So, maybe I should
just
go there.
No wonder I like both places.
It's
but
a
I
home.
I don't think that you would like Moose's now.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. I'm not going to go there.
No. But
but I might go to the Hyatt. So, what's going on at the Hyatt?
Hyatt was fun. It's expensive. I got, my very first drink that I got was a Red Bull vodka and 2 shots of iced Tito's.
There you go.
I know.
That's right.
I know.
We're having them right now. We're drinking them right now.
That alone cost me about $25.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was club prices.
It was not the business, but for all of you that don't know, I dressed up as Pikachu.
There we go.
That's actually
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyone that follows the show.
Yes. Anyone that
you
follows
love.
The show. I love Pokemon.
Pokemon Go all day, every day.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
So I started off at the Hyatt, and it was really, really crowded, very shoulder to shoulder. And the thing is, when it comes to Halloween, that's when a lot of the 21-year-olds like to come out, and also underage people, too.
Yes.
A lot of younger people, and I can totally say this from experience,
here we go.
They don't know how to handle their crap.
There you go. That calls for that right there. That calls for one of those.
It's,
there you go.
It's not.
There you go, Kevin.
It's It is really not classy. And actually, while I was waiting in line for me to get, you know, my $25 drinks, I got into like a little tussle with Dorothy from Wizard of Oz.
There we go. Send her back to Oz, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So, okay. So, a lot of underage. They're all trying to be something they're not. Well, yeah. That's Halloween.
Yeah, that's Halloween.
But they're trying even more so to be something they're not and do any kind. And that's what causes all the rust. Like, this was like underage. Dorothy was...
She looked like it to me, but, I cannot assume, because that is bad.
Ask you and me, yeah.
So, she made me spill my drink, and then I got really, really upset. Oh. And then she does, I don't know, if you've been at the club, and then you, like, don't like someone that is around you, you shove, like, with your entire, like, body weight and everything, like, into them, and you make it like it's a mistake, but it's not really a mistake.
Oh.
So she did that. And then I was just like, you know what? Forget this. And then I end up kicking her, and then it kind of, like, started this whole debacle.
Really?
Dorothy and Pikachu were going into battle, and I have all eyes on me, and it was really, really like, okay, this is embarrassing. I'm gonna go now.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's like Smash Brothers or something. Super Smash Brothers. You just pick your secret character. So you got into a fight? I did not notice.
I would not say I got into a fight.
He was like, hey, what? What, you effer?
Yes.
Really?
It was one of those things where, but if you guys can remember, I am very tall. I am 5'10". I am an athletic medium build.
Take him out.
And I am very strong for me. I would like to say this girl.
Yes.
Is very petite.
There you go.
Very.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Body bag.
She's very. She was all petite. Talk. She is all talk. All right. So she's like those type of people. And I'm just like, you know what? Forget it. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and have a fun time. I ended up not having a fun time at the Hyatt.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because some of my friends got sick.
Oh,
someplace
Lord.
Else.
Oh, of course.
So I leave the Hyatt.
Okay.
In order to go take care of them. And one of my friends got alcohol poisoning.
Great.
Yeah.
It's always lovely.
And so after like all that happened and then, I get her like into her room and stuff. It's like, hey, are you okay? Cause I'm going to go now. Cause I'm still very sober and I need to get some alcohol into my mouth. I'm going to leave, okay?
Yes.
Are you going to be okay? And then, like, no response from her. I'm just like, oh, all right. So I leave her with water, Advil, basically everything. So by this time around at this night, it's about, like, 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And it was not looking good. And then I finally go to my tried and true Moose's.
There we go. Old Reliable.
Yeah. And the majority of my friends are already upstairs, and they're, like, already drunk. But then I'm downstairs just like, okay, I need to chill for a little bit. I need to like get rid of like all this like pent up energy that I have because I love Halloween and I'm really upset that I did not go how I wanted to go, but that's life.
Okay.
So I'm outside.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I get tapped shoulder and there was this dude dressed up as Harry Potter.
Yes. Yes.
And I will admit,
wonderful.
This Harry Potter was very, very cute. I was like taken back a little bit, like, oh,
is that possible, really?
Yeah. Yeah,
isn't he gay, Harry Potter?
I don't think so.
I don't know anything about Harry Potter. Okay, he's bi.
Okay,
Holly.
No,
wait, this is an Asian Harry Potter.
No.
Puerto Rican.
I don't think so, but his last name was Guerrero.
There, that's Spanish. Oh, good.
But
good name.
Like, after that, like, he, like, I gave him my number because I was just like, okay, you know, just, like, get away from me. Like, because social media nowadays, you can definitely, like, block people, like, even after, like, you give them your number.
Of course.
It's really not a big deal.
Right.
But after, like, talking to him, going upstairs, and then we both talk, like, a little bit more, I'm just like, oh, do I like this guy? It's like, no, not really.
Okay, well, what was his opening line to you? He taps you on the shoulder.
Choose you.
Okay, you see, you know, we're... If I could just take a moment here, okay? We're trying to figure out how we're going to go and flow with the show. And I was going to say, like, you know, ask me something, and I maybe rant about it. Well, I'm going to do a little mini rant right now. Is that the way, guys, you're going to do this? You're going to go up to some girl and say something that way? It better have been a very cheesy, comedic way to do it, which I hope he did. He did not.
He did not.
Oh, boy.
But the kind of thing that took me back a little bit was he speaks Japanese.
Ah, there you go.
And I can speak Japanese as well.
Guerrero can speak Japanese.
Yes.
That's something.
Yes. Turns out he's an army brat. Of course. And he just left Okinawa, and so that's
how there you go, Okinawa. Home of Karate Kid 2.
Oh.
You never saw that, right?
No.
Yep. It's a whole other thing I could rant about later. But okay, so he says, I choose you. Mm-hmm. And then you turn to him, and then what kind
of
face?
Like, oh!
Oh, boy.
Oh, sweetie, I don't choose you, though.
There we go. But you continue to talk to him.
Yeah, I continue to talk to him.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Because it's Halloween, like, you know, like, it's honestly whatever. I'm pretty sure I'm going to not see the majority of the people that I meet that night. Okay. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Yeah,
it's an island. Welcome.
I was wrong. Because the next day, I don't know if you guys know Kakaako that well, but if you guys have ever heard of this restaurant called Egghead Cafe on Green Street.
Yeah.
I love that place. It is so good. And I sometimes like to go down over there and I like to write while eating breakfast and just like read sometimes too. Just like doing my own thing alone.
Yeah.
So after Halloween, after having like not 100% fantastic night, I'd give it like a solid like D.
Wow.
Yeah. D plus. Okay.
That's called two mics in the...
Two mics.
That's two mics in the realm of this show. Yeah. Okay. Mm-mm. Not good.
It was not good.
Did you wake up hangover?
No, I didn't. That's how much I did not drink. And wow. I went, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that opening Petite Dorothy just screwed up the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, it's... Yeah. So that just proves me I should never go to the Hyatt again.
Well.
But then also Halloween was on a Tuesday night and everyone had work the next day.
Yeah.
So something's there.
It's always weird when Halloween's on those weird days. Next day you was at Egghead November 1st.
Yes.
And then who do you see?
I actually don't see anybody, and I'm just doing my thing. I'm eating my breakfast. But I get a call from Mr. Guerrero.
I love it.
And I look at my phone, and I'm just like, what? And then I hear a voice from like across the room. Oh my gosh, Pikachu. I knew it was you. And I look up. And mind you guys, I have no face on. I don't... have my wig on or anything like that. Because I wore a wig when I was like Pikachu and stuff like that.
That is correct.
Completely different identity.
That's right.
And he found me just by calling my phone. So, not going to lie, that was actually kind of creepy. I did not like that. That is not a way how you should approach someone that you have met the other night.
That is the ultimate fail for night after, for day after. Good Lord.
And then...
That's very rare.
This dude has like... He doesn't even ask if he could join me. He just joins me. And then he starts he eats like his takeout that he also got from Egghead too. And then here I am just like writing like, and I'm just trying to mind my own business. And he's like, you look really different without like, you know, like your Pikachu costume on. It's like, oh, really? Yeah. I had no idea.
Welcome to Halloween, buddy. Boy. That's the worst scenario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's gotta be.
I was very gross that day. Yep. Mm-hmm. I had my glasses on and it was just like, I was not cute. Sorry. I can totally admit that. And he just had breakfast with me. And after that, I'm just like, okay, well, I'm going to go now. Well, hey, can you actually like drop me off like at my car? Because I parked it at the Blaisdell because I had an interview.
What? Yeah. What?
Yeah, dude.
You know what? See... Oh,
and
gosh.
Me being the nice person that I am, I do it anyway.
No, just Hawaiian, because... that's why. Yeah.
Yeah.
You dropped him off.
I dropped him off at his car. It was really weird, and then I had to go to work, and then I'm just like,
That's it. That's the end of Guerrero.
Yep. Yeah.
No and, further contact after that.
Well, he texted me and he asked like, oh, so when do you think I can hang out next time? Because you told me that you live like near the Blaisdell and stuff, and I'm like... Don't respond.
Yeah.
Do not respond.
How did he get your number? You gave it in a frantic that night?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But now he's blocked.
There you have it, everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Block them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So but Halloween notwithstanding, this is a problem. See, this awkwardness that these guys are doing, the way that they pick up the gals. I don't get it.
It was not the business.
I don't get it. And after that... That was November 1st. What else transpired since?
Well, like, during the time of Halloween, this was when I was still on my dating sites.
Oh, okay.
I had just quit all of them because I had met someone off of one app, and I was really, really interested. He is an HPD officer.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yes.
That's right, ladies.
And so I thought, okay, this guy has a pretty good career. I'll give him a chance. And so then we start talking, and then I ask him, hey, so are we going to be able to go and get coffee or sometime? Or am I going to meet you
right
in real life?
Right.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's going to have to be until after Halloween because I'm working, and then it's just going to be super crazy with quota and whatever. But
yeah.
But then he just kind of leaves me high and dry.
Okay.
Yeah. And ever since then, whenever I post something on my Instagram story or I post a picture or
right.
anything,
right.
he's like, oh, wow, you're so pretty. When are we going to hang out? And
shut up, guy.
Exactly. Okay, am I crazy? Am I crazy for not wanting to talk to this dude anymore because of how bad it was?
He's clear case that he has no balls. He's just living behind this facade of the social media, which he's not alone. That's all he's doing. He can't do face-to-face or anything like that. He just wants to stay hidden and make these little comments and be like, hey, girl, and that's it. Why is that the case? That's the mystery of this whole thing.
That is a mystery for me, too. I honestly do not know.
Unbelievable.
It was super frustrating. And then as soon as I saw that, I was like, dude, get out of here.
Exactly.
You can't spend so much time talking to someone saying about how that you're going to meet them and what we're going to do
right.
and stuff. And then just to have the time come, when you already know that both of your jobs are not as crazy anymore.
Exactly, yes.
Nothing happens.
Exactly.
That is very annoying. Anyone who does that, please stop.
Never mind.
Do not do that. It is very frustrating.
Have you met him in person?
No.
You have yet to meet him in person, ever?
No.
Okay, so the time when you mention that yes. you want to meet him, and then he'll make up some ridiculous yes. excuse, but still message you all this BS.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
You see that? You see that, you gentlemen out there? Which I hope you are out there. I don't know if we have any riffraff to listen to this, but you guys too. All you guys. Never mind. Ridiculous. That's really, really bad. I mean, in all seriousness.
But why I haven't blocked him or anything like that, I don't know. I just choose to ignore him. And
okay.
whenever he does try, it takes him longer between every other post for him to comment on.
Got it.
So I guess that's a thing. It's just gonna kill itself. I don't know.
Has he anything recent? Has anything happened past couple days or?
Yes.
Oh yes.
Okay, so I don't know if you remember or if any of you guys follow me on social media, but I was at 12th Avenue Grill.
Oh well, wow.
With Zach.
Who? Where? All right.
And it was. It's always fun. And I like to post the food. I like to post the drinks because it's a great place. I really like it.
That's right. Good. Shout out 12th Avenue Grill.
Yes.
Good. Old Reliable as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I would post the drinks that the Lord has made for me.
There you go.
Shout out to the Lord.
Lord Flores. Spanish.
And, yes. And oh, no.
All right. Okay. So you're posting the stuff. What happened? What? He's messaging that.
Let's go over here. You want me to take you there? Is that what he's saying?
No. No, wait. Let me try and pull it up right now. But I know it was just something that just... Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, he says, we need to turn up soon. I was scared of the freeway last weekend.
What?
Yeah.
What that's, does that mean?
I don't know. Oh,
Lord.
I don't know.
You know, when I say Lord a lot, I might be asking for the Lord to help us out here. Flores, where are you at? What does that mean? He's scared of the freeway.
Well, I guess this was around the same time when Donald Trump came to town.
Oh, okay. Well, that was Friday.
Yeah.
And he left Saturday morning. So he's making that as an excuse to not get turn up with you.
Which is very fun, by the way, guys. I am great company to have.
Yeah. But I don't understand. I just don't understand.
I don't understand it either.
What are these guys? So what I'm thinking is, okay, he's clearly has no balls. Their balls are stapled to his thigh. He could possibly be married or girlfriend or just a joker that has no balls. It's got to be one of those three.
Well, I also probably think that he does not have any game either because according to his Instagram, and this is just coming from my assumptions and deductions or whatever, he has a dog. So, of course, he's going to have to go home at some point to feed his dog.
Correct.
Second of all, he has a lot of friends. DJ friends.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Well, we'll see. I may have to look this up. Okay, so he's got a lot of friends.
Yeah, so all right. He always hangs out in Chinatown, like next door.
Okay.
Next door. It's right. Yeah. Ugh.
All right.
I'm not a fan of next door.
That's
guys.
Overrated.
I do not like Manifest either.
Never mind Manifest. Everybody right now, I'm going to say, never mind that place.
No.
Rubbish. Military all hanging by the rafters over there.
It's not my scene.
The music's good there. Shout out to
yeah.
Solution. But I mean, nonetheless, never mind.
Yes.
Okay. So but, he goes there.
So he's always there. And he has a lot of DJ friends that like to play at those venues. And
good for him.
So I mean, like, he can live kind of the party life, but I guess I don't.
It's time to pull the trigger. He does not pull the trigger.
I guess so.
And that's a lot. That's a very common situation as well. Very common situation.
Well, I mean,
don't know how to close it. But at this point, he doesn't know how to start it.
Yeah,
he hasn't even gone out.
Yeah.
So I really don't understand what the. How what's the age of this guy?
He's 5 years older than me, so about okay. like 28.
Late 20s, okay.
28, 27.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's a cop.
Yeah.
He's got a gun. Got a gun, don't know what to do with it.
Oh, also, because like Kavit's not here, we don't have a lot of the sound effects, so I'm just going to say it for him.
Okay. Hey, there we go. I could pull that up now. I have something. Oh, here. No, I pulled up the race one. Sorry. It's fairly loud. Here we go. I got it. There. Shots fired. Or we have the rim shot. There we go.
Yes.
There we go, everyone.
Yes.
See, Kavit, you're here. Okay. So, downtown, and this is the cop guy. Okay, so this guy is basically, never mind, already blocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just not even respond. Like, he didn't do anything, like, creepy to me. He's just, like, okay. All talk, no game.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, yeah. That's just it.
That was it.
Yeah.
What's the latest in the creeper world? Any new creepers coming into your life? Anybody, you know, DMing you and be like, hey, girl. Any of those?
No.
Yeah?
Not really so much in the DMs, though. But I did kind of have, like, a, what's it called? Like, a very, very creepy incident that I don't think I've talked about it on the show, though.
Uh-oh.
This was a while back. And guys, if you do anything like this, it's not sweet. It's just don't do this. Okay.
Wow.
So
okay.
I reconnected with someone from like from a long, long history of just like basically he's my ex's ex's ex. And I'll let you guys figure that out. But
it's a math problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But anywho, he was having like a really hard time and he needed somebody to talk to. And someone who understands the entire situation in itself is me. And so I talk to him. I pull him like out of like a really, really bad place. And lo and behold, he's actually really good. And he's feeling a lot better about himself, like mentally and just.
Okay.
Like, so I feel like that my part was done. And that would be the end of it. And that I wouldn't like see him like so much.
Okay.
And whatever. The next day, the very next day, I go to work. I park my car in the structure, and I'm at work, and then I get a text message from him. And he's like, oh, I hope that you enjoy the gift that I left for you. And I'm like, what gift? Like, I'm not home. Like, you can't send me anything. It's like, no, it's on your car. And I'm like, wait, you don't know what kind of car I drive. You don't even know where I work.
Right.
He left flowers for me on my car without asking me where I work, what kind of car I drive, what time I'm even at work. Guys, as much as like it's like an innocent type of like thing to do because you want to show your appreciation for a girl, that right there is not the proper way to do it.
Not good.
No.
At all.
So while I was flattered.
This is a while ago, by the way.
This was a while ago. Yeah. While I was flattered, I was mainly upset.
As you should. You're creeped out and upset.
I was creeped out and very upset. Yeah. And I told him, hey, dude, look, I understand where you're coming from. And I see the like your appreciation towards me and me helping you. But that is creepy.
Yeah.
And you cannot do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, well, but like, I just wanted to show you that how thankful I am and whatever. It's like, no, I get it. But don't do that. Apologize for that. And he's like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't mean to, like, upset you or anything. And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, fine. That's it. That's it. That's all you got to do is just apologize. Right. Don't ever do that again.
Right.
Especially when I don't tell you where I work, what kind of car I drive.
Exactly.
And, like, where, like...
This is common sense, people. Okay? What's the age of this guy?
He's also 5 years older than me. He just turned 29.
All you guys 30 and under, you guys are pissing me off 1 minute at a time. What are you guys doing? All right?
What am I doing? Is
Well, we'll get to you as always. Well, it's a whole trickle-down effect, you see, because it's these guys not thinking. You have an idea of something, they have an idea of something, and the communication does not flow because it's socially awkward behavior that's happening in 2017, 2016 even. But it's just, where do they get the thought process to lead to do that?
Well, I asked him.
Here we go.
And he's like, well, first of all, I wanted to send you flowers, but I didn't know, like, how to be able to give them to you, and I wanted to do it, like, in a really, like, sweet way to where, like, you'd be surprised by them. And let alone, while I would say, like, that is good if, like, I already tell you, like, everything.
Correct. So, yeah. That's already boyfriend-girlfriend status.
That's, like, fourth, fifth date.
Correct. Correct.
But, like, no.
No. See, that's a big rule.
So this is how he figured it out. So I only have one or few pictures of my car on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So he figured out where, like, what kind of car I had, right, and whatever. And then he knows that I am an esthetician and that I work in, like, I work in Kahala. And so he was just like, okay.
Search Kahala.
And then he goes up on Yelp and he types in my name.
Oh.
And then it shows the establishment where I work.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know it could do that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to try this out. I did not know you type in names and you can find people.
Well, that's what he told me. Oh. I haven't tested the theory yet, but if you type in my occupation and my name, supposedly that's, like, what's supposed to happen. Or maybe it's Google, because I think that...
Maybe.
But anywho, that's how he was able...
It's true. Yeah, number one is right there. Unreal.
Yeah.
I did not know this. Yeah. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah. So that's how he found me. How... He knew that I was working that day. I have no clue.
Right.
I have no clue. I think that he just took by chance.
He must took by chance on that one. But you have not gone out on a date with him. Mm-mm. You just helped him. You just had talks, things of that nature, mm-hmm. right? So that is already the red flag on this whole thing. You just be straight up. Like, I'll just be like, I'll call you up, be like, hey. Where are you at right now? Hey, can I come meet? I just got something for you. Real fast kind. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all you got to do. Number one rule, guys. Don't be a creeper. You need to make the girl comfortable.
Just don't look up where she works and try to give her...
No, like, surprises.
Not that early.
Yeah.
Not that early. That's
you establish,
like,
first.
Yes.
Then you can go surprise. Because then they're already expecting other things. Then you throw them off with this kind of stuff. Because you're going to know where they work already. And all that stuff. Date 5 through 10.
Please. Because it immediately gave me an impression of someone who is
desperate.
Yeah. And it's not a good look.
Yeah.
And although I understand you really want to show, like, your appreciation and your sweetness or whatever.
Right.
There are other ways. Less creepy ways.
Just be straight up.
Like a text message or something like that. You can send me a Bitmoji of, like, how thankful you are.
Wait a minute. So this guy, you're telling me, brother, he didn't even text you thank you. He just straight up, the official thank you was this surprise on the car.
Well,
he'd even say, you know, like a long message, or not even a long message, just
thank you. He said thank you, like, after, like, we met up for drinks and stuff like that.
Right.
And then, like, I got home, I'm home safe or whatever, and then good night. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
This was, like, the majority, like, 90% of his thank you.
Wow.
And so I had to tell him, like, dude, that was not cool. That was very creepy. And I know you don't mean that. Like, I can say this over and over again, but sometimes it does just not get to people.
that's the whole thing I just want to understand. Why does it not get to people? That's the thing. And this can go hand in hand. I'm not to totally bash
all the guys out there, 90%. But women, too, have weird situations where they're socially awkward as well. But it's just, you know, I'm you know.
Yes.
There's that, too.
Oh, man. Girls are crazy. I would even say, like, crazier than guys. Like, but it's, unless they're, like, super, super crazy, then they're not going to be able, it's hard to be able to tell.
Right. They're crazy in a different aspect because of the fact that the whole traditional way, quote, unquote, is for the guy to initiate the move to court.
Yes.
The female... Yeah. Companion.
Yeah.
However,
let me just give you like a quick example as to how crazy girls are. I'm hanging out with a lot of my friends, and then one of my guy friends, he posted a Snapchat of all of us at the movies, and I was sitting next to him, and then I'm sitting next to, like, you know, my girlfriends, and then he's with his guy friends or whatever. This is not a date. We are just like a group of people that wanted to go watch Thor Ragnarok, which, by the way, I really like the movie.
Oh, yeah?
I think that you guys would like it too.
How many mics in the Thor?
I would give it a solid 5 for Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
But I would give it like 4 for the comedy.
Really?
Yeah.
4 for the comedy. I don't have the sound thing. No. I was totally going to give that a, we're doing it, we're doing it. I can't, though. Okay. Oh, continue. I'll find another way. But yes.
But anyway, the dude, he posts like a Snapchat of him like, out to the movies with like good friends or whatever. And the girl that he was talking to was like, what are you doing out with like all those girls or whatever?
Uh-oh.
Like, we are done. Like, you just don't talk to me anymore. You like, you show like way too much emotion. You don't show enough emotion for me. You don't make time for me. And I'm reading all this as it's happening. I'm like, bro, get out.
Yep.
Like, that is like an inkling as to how crazy girls can be.
Yes. Very much insecurity is a big thing with guys and girls. A lot of insecurity.
And the scary thing is, like, he tells her, like, they're my friends from high school. Oh, okay, I'm sorry for, you know, assuming. I just got really upset because, you know, you didn't tell me. And this, and I'm like, get out, get out.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
It was scary. Dating right now is super scary. It's scary. I'm just, ugh.
Well... As now we move on to yourself, as I've told you before, never mind all of this stuff.
Everything just focus. Everything is waste time. Focus on your career. Except for me. Yeah.
Focus on your career, and then that's all you need to do, and just focus on the best person you can be.
Drink more water, get enough sleep.
How about that, everyone?
I'm basically like, I feel like I'm a plant, like an emotional plant. I need to get water, I need to have sunlight, I need to be able to like rest easy. And focus on me and do my career and stuff like that.
Well, that's well said. See, that's all you have to do.
Yeah.
That is all you have to do. Mm-hmm. And just people, because you don't want to end up becoming desperate.
No.
You get too many of those suckers running around. You get too many insecure suckers running around. It's all a mess.
Yeah.
All a mess. All controlled by the IG story, Snapchat. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. I don't even post like the location as to where I am anymore because I'm just like that paranoid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. And you're probably not the only one dealing with this kind of rubbish.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure.
So go figure.
What
else you got in? Is that the notes of the since Halloween? Anything else going on? In this very special edition.
Nope.
That's about it. Because this is it. This is we're getting very deep in relationships here.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the only thing that I apparently talk about on this show.
I think so, isn't it?
I think.
So what we'll do is we'll take a break here and then we'll come back and then we'll see. Great segue, Michaela. If you can think of other topics to talk about.
Okay.
Other than the relationship woes of the millennials going on right now, which is prominent. But we're gonna flip the script here. Cabot is still alive. He's somewhere. He's under the weather. And then we'll be back.
Bye.
Yes. Oh, wait. I have to do the air horn. I can't do the noise.
Cabot, where are you?
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo, guys. This is Justin from Earl Kaimuki. Thank you for grinding with us. We appreciate you guys. If you're ever in Kaimuki, come check us out. We're located at 1137 11th Avenue. That's right behind Happy Days, Big City Diner. Right below the Himalayan Kitchen, right next to Island Brew, and right next to Pillbox. All right, guys, shoots. Thanks.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
This is all I'm going to do as we come back. I'm not going to do the whole yelling, the Hawaiian Sleep Time's Over thing, and then I'm going to say the episode name and the season. Because I don't even know if this is an episode. I don't even know if this is an official... I guess it could be, but I'm not thinking of a name for this. I'm not... Okay. Michaela's still alive, has been used already. So that's all we got. We're still.
What about sleep time's over without Cavett the Catalyst?
Wow. How about that, everyone? That gets another
no.
one.
Nah, Cavett does it way better. Way
He's
better.
Got that Hawaiian flair.
Yes, he does. So and I'm Hawaiian. I can't.
Go figure, huh? So we're back for this. We're gonna close this out here, and let's you know we as you said before the break, you seem to always we always talk about dating, the dating scene, and all that. We're gonna talk about something different.
Oh yes.
You know? Now you do watch television. Yeah. When you're not dating. So the one that we haven't addressed yet is a new season of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Came out. Now you saw the whole thing already.
I saw the whole thing. Did you see the whole thing?
I'm episode 5. Don't say nothing, bruh.
Oh.
Animal time. So all I'm gonna say is the season. How many mics do you give the season?
5.
Really?
5, yeah.
Compared to the first season, better or the same or what?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that they're both like on different tiers of like...
Okay.
Because this one, the first season mainly focused around Elle, right?
Yes. 11.
Now, this season mainly focused around Will and the Upside Down world.
Right. The aftermath of Will coming back. Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I like this one because it was a lot of, like, different kinds of stories and not mainly just, like, Elle's story in the first season and stuff like
okay,
that.
Yeah. And it's so far so good. My episode 5 thus far for myself, a lot of Easter eggs, as the kids call them. So you got, see, I don't even know if I should say this.
Wait, what? Easter eggs?
Yes.
There's no Easter eggs in there.
You see, Michaela, an Easter egg.
Yeah.
Is a term used in DVDs and movies that is a secret kind of a thing that you're going to notice that the director or the producers put in there to kind of just throw you off to kind of like, oh, wait, that reminds me of something.
Who says that, though? Who says that? Easter eggs for movies?
Everybody that's watches movies. But what they say the term Easter egg, look it up.
All right.
Please. So anyway, what that is like they'll reference something that's going to make you like raise an eyebrow. They're going to reference something that's going to be like, oh, really? They'll say that. One of them, and I think I can safely say this because there's a million of them, Sean Astin, the boyfriend to Winona Ryder, Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the movie Rudy? Mm-hmm. Forget it. Do you remember the movie The Goonies?
Yes.
You've seen The Goonies?
No.
You see what I got to work with everyone? See how when you take the Hawaiian away from this show, when you take the catalyst away, you replace it with another Hawaiian. This is what you got. Okay? So, The Goonies, Sean Astin was the main character. He's in Rudy. He's in many movies. But he's the boyfriend. And what he did in, I think it was episode 5 or episode 4, he takes Will in the car with him, talks about how he was harassed as a kid by a weirdo with a balloon.
Yes.
And he would haunt his dreams.
Mm-hmm.
He can only be referencing the one and only It. Pennywise.
Yes.
Did you catch that?
No.
Okay, well, once again, Easter eggs.
I thought he was just talking about like a dream. Because like, who is not afraid of clowns every now and then?
But why? He just specifically mentions with a balloon, a weirdo face. He lives in Maine. Maine is where Pennywise was from.
Mm-hmm.
That is an Easter egg.
Oh.
That kind of little referencing there.
Oh.
Yes. There's also another scene where Paul Reiser. Do you know who Paul Reiser is? Once
Guys,
again, Michaela.
I am smiling because I do not know the answer.
Okay, the doctor. Not the doctor. The researcher that was in the building that they have the portal. And he's like the sketchy guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. He plays a similar character in the movie Aliens, which you have not seen.
No.
You see, Michaela.
Am I really the correct person for you to be talking to about all of this? Cavett, we need you back.
This is why we kill time right now. Well, there was a lot of Easter eggs in there. They reference Gremlins. Have you seen the movie Gremlins? We're going to switch things up here, and I want you to give me your top 5 movies of all time.
Seriously?
Right now. Let's
go.
We're
not going to be friends anymore if I tell you.
Well, we're pushing the limits now. Let's go to top 5 movies. Not Mount Rushmore of any sort, anything like that. We're just doing top 5 Michaela's movies. Let's go at it. I will keep an open mind.
Okay. So in no chronological order. Okay. The very, very, the first movie that I remember that I absolutely loved was The Lion King. I know you don't like Disney.
No, like, let's not just throw things out there. Let's just
No. I know you don't like Disney. Okay. But Lion King was my favorite because it taught me a lot about self-confidence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. There you have it.
Even when everything, you know, like hits the fan and then you lose like, you know, like a couple people that are important to you, you are all you have in yourself, and if you believe in yourself, anything is possible.
Oh, I tell you that. If that isn't a moral...
It's a tearjerker.
I might cry now. Mm-hmm. I cried earlier when you didn't know these movies. Okay, what else you got? That was one. What else you like?
I really... This movie, when I first saw it, it kind of like opened up my eyes into like the comedic world. It was Bruce Almighty. I really, really like Bruce Almighty. I know, guys, if you could actually see Zach's face right now, it is not. No. Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And why did you like Bruce Almighty?
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was really, really funny. And I laughed like literally at everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's two. What else do we have?
Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift.
There we go. Of course. That's old reliable as far as using that term a lot today. But that is going to be it because you are a racer.
Yes.
As the kids call it. Of course you're going to... How many of you probably seen that?
Oh, I have all the movies.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Is that the racing Bible movie? Is that the one that all the racers just... That's the movie to go for? Is that the one that... You like how... Okay, like North Shore, all right? Now, you haven't seen North Shore, but that's the one where...
I did at Square Barrels.
I'm pulling up the sound effects, Kevin. I really am. But... As that is the movie for Hawaii people to see, because it deals with local people and how is Tokyo Drift the equivalent for the racing community? Or is there another movie?
Well, it's one of the more well-known ones.
Okay, right. Besides being like Fast and the Furious 1, I guess, was the one that started it all, but...
Yeah, I mean, you also have video games as well, like...
Oh, yeah.
Need for Speed would be one.
Right.
You
know, Forza and
Torque for people who don't always like cars, but they like motorcycles.
Right, right. Gran Turismo.
Yes.
People like that. Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah. Got it.
So that's obviously it's going to be the more like well known one.
Yeah.
Should I say it's the Bible? I don't want to say it's the Bible.
Okay. There's other things going on.
Yeah,
okay.
There are probably older other things that are
right.
a little bit better, but Fast and Furious is definitely the more notable one.
There we go.
What
else we got? Those three. In case we're recapping, we have Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have The Lion King.
We have The Lion King, and we have Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift. You got two more? Anything else you can think of?
Oh, I'm trying.
Horror movies. Are you a fan?
No.
Actually.
No.
Yeah, there was an incident regarding yourself in horror movies. Where the previous show was the Halloween episode, and I, of course, you know, I play the beginning of the episode, and it has a reference of a scene from the movie Scream.
Mm-hmm.
And then you was like, what's that? And then the music played after that, and it was the movie from the movie Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Halloween right? Town, off of Disney Channel, the original Disney movie.
Way off base right now. But yeah, you did not know that, so I was like, okay, you know what? I go play, you never see Scream. In my, because I talk local off the air. You never see Scream. Okay, I go try again for you, Ammo. Look, it's free on Netflix. Okay. Aww. So I play the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
It was
minutes.
13 minutes.
Oh, how that unlucky 13.
It was 13 minutes.
13 minutes of Scream.
I do not like scary movies.
She said, get out of here already. She couldn't handle. She all jumping on the roof already. All scared, all gem up. Drew Barrymore, never mind. So that.
But now I finally understand where the what's up is from. Is that where it's from?
No, it is not.
Oh, where is it from?
That is from Scary Movie. That is the parody of Scream.
Oh.
We're learning a lot today, aren't we? So no horror movies. Any sci-fi movies that you like? Do you like any other comedies? You're a fun gal. Don't you like other comedy movies besides Bruce Almighty? That's the one?
No.
Everything else done already?
No, okay. That is not the one. It's just the majority of them are not coming to mind right now.
Boy.
Yeah. You got to give me a little bit more time to think about this.
What about favorite actors that aren't like hot that you want to see naked? Who are like favorite people that you will see that you'd be like, yeah, these in the movie? Okay, that might be some check out.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, well, I said not someone that you want to see naked, but okay, it's fine.
Well, no, like he's really, really hilarious. But if I don't,
so you saw Deadpool then.
Deadpool. Deadpool is definitely up there.
Okay, that's a great movie.
Yes.
Okay.
But if we're talking about someone that I wouldn't want to see naked, probably would be... Do you know who Adam Devine is?
Adam Devine?
Yeah, from Workaholics.
Workaholics.
Something that I know that you don't know.
I don't know if anybody... What channel is this on?
Comedy Central.
No, who's watching Comedy Central, really?
Michaela.
Okay, got it. I do not know that one, but he's a favorite. He's all right.
He's one of my favorites. I really like him.
Okay, very good.
I definitely feel like I could strike up like a really good conversation with him, and I would like laugh until I get abs.
Wow. Yeah. All right. It's a lot of repetition. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what started this whole thing was Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And since you saw the whole season.
Mm-hmm. Guys, it gets so good. Oh my god, it gets so good. I wish that you would hurry up and finish it so I could tell you more about it.
Oof, that isn't a way to hype it up. I don't know what. Mm-hmm. Everyone's getting excited. Mm-hmm.
Episode 6 is my favorite, but that's just because I'm a hopeless romantic. But yeah, that's it. And that's the next episode for you to see.
That's right. Wow, how's that to build up things? Mm-hmm. That's if I can just pull up the phone. No, I'm not going to do it. But it's... Okay, so I would think that you would go back, or you don't even have to go back. What you could do is on Netflix, there's a show called Beyond Stranger Things. Have you seen this?
Yes.
That pretty much breaks down the season.
Yes.
So I can't watch this yet, but you've seen this already?
Yes, I have.
I think they talk about the Easter eggs in Beyond Stranger Things.
Well, I only watched like the first 15 minutes of it because then I got bored and yeah.
There lies the problem. But yes.
My attention span is just not always there sometimes.
Well, you know.
Most people cannot admit that.
True. That is true.
But is it a good thing that I am admitting it right now? No.
No, you're being honest. Oh, okay. You're being honest.
That's good.
You don't watch Walking Dead, right? You stopped watching.
I stopped watching.
Because the Asian's dead.
Because of Glenn.
Give me a break, bruh.
I am giving you a break.
Thank you.
But Glenn was the best.
He is all right. But... They have a show called Talking Dead that comes on after Walking Dead. It's the same kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've seen bits of that. Same situation. Okay.
Little bits.
Right. But it's a hard watch because, you know, you just sat there watching the hour. You don't want to sit there watching another hour of them talking about what they just saw. So it's understandable.
Director commentary and all that stuff.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Easter eggs are there. Any other TV shows then? If you can't think of movies, what kind of TV shows are... Your faves here. Let's go with it.
I do not think you and I watch the same kind of
Let's go with it. I got the sounds ready to go. Let's go. What do we got?
The first thing that... You know what? Let me go ahead and pull up my Hulu account.
There we go. See? All roads lead to Hulu. You want to know what I watch on Hulu?
What?
You're going to laugh.
What?
The first thing I watched when I searched, Dennis the Menace. The old Dennis the Menace black and white TV show. I grew up on that. Is hilarious to me. Mr. Wilson is ahead of his time. Black and white movie, TV show, half an hour TV show from 1959. Live action, it's not a cartoon. Excellent. Good times.
Huh.
Good times. They even say the word jackass on a show in the black and white 50s era. Mr. Wilson says that. If that isn't a way to hype you up to want to watch it, I don't know. But... Okay, what you got on Hulu?
Okay, well, first of all, I have definitely noted that. I will try to watch the first 5 minutes.
Watch the first episode and go from there, because he's at his smallest.
I will watch the first 15 minutes.
You're going to get sucked right in. It's going to suck you in.
But anywho, when it comes to what I watch, according to my Hulu, I don't know if you watch any of these, but Parks and Recreation.
Yes, I've seen that before, yeah.
The Mick. You know... Ashley, or is it Mary-Kate? It's Mary-Kate Olsen, the one from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Ashley, Mary-Kate Olsen? The twins?
No, not the twins.
Who is the who now?
Olsen. I don't know.
But it's
the chick from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
she stars in the show called The Mick. And it's really, really good.
All right. There you go, everyone.
Man-seeking woman.
There you go. That's going on daily right here. Yeah.
Yeah. And Happy Endings, it's a show that got canceled, but it's kind of like a more raunchy version of Friends.
Good. That's what we need. That's what we need. We need more raunchy versions of Friends.
Do we, though?
I never liked Friends. So.
What is wrong with you?
I'm going to tell you exactly what's wrong with you. Here's going to be my rant. I'm not going to go sit there for half an hour and watch five Hollies complain about their problems in some little room in New York drinking coffee, okay? I got other things to deal with, all right? And when that came out, that was in the 90s. I'm trying to figure out my life.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what the Hollies are trying to do in New York. So give me a break. And you got that Jewish guy. The only one that was hot was Jennifer Aniston. She's the only one. Courtney Cox is cool because she's hot, brunette, and her last name is Cox. But that's about it. Okay? She was in Scream, by the way. Courtney Cox.
Oh, yeah?
Who was on Friends? Who was in Scream. Yes, she was in all of them. Yeah, she was in all of them. But everybody else, I couldn't give a damn. That's all I got. That's all I got on Friends. Yeah. Jennifer Aniston's still hot. What else are you watching?
Drunk History. I think that's a really good one.
What is that about?
It is where... Do you know who Derek Waters is?
Derek Water.
Yeah. Derek Water. Waters.
Derek Waters?
I don't know.
Ooh, what does he do?
Basically, he gets celebrities drunk. And the celebrity has to talk about like a certain like thing that had happened in history. So, for example, I just got done watching the how Captain Cook tried to take over King Kamehameha.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really good. But the person who's narrating the story is drunk. And
right.
So it's really funny.
No kidding.
And it's, I wouldn't say that it's like some of the things like they talk about are like 100% true. Like they get their facts and drunk people are trying to like, you know, recall them.
Right. But it's a celebrity that's drunk.
Yes.
So who's the celebrity talking about Captain Cook? You remember?
No, I cannot. The name does not.
I would watch this. This is not piqued my interest.
Drunk History.
Drunk History. All right. Yeah. Anybody interested in that?
You I will watch it. You should be drunk while you watch it.
This is Hulu exclusive. Or is this on all?
Well, I've only seen it on Hulu. Okay. But if you have Hulu, I'd say it's worth it.
Okay.
It's a good Hulu and Hangout type of show to watch.
Well, all right. Yeah. Hulu and Hang.
Yeah, it's not Netflix like and it. Chill. No,
yeah.
No.
Hulu and Hang, that's like the foreplay too, Netflix and chill. So what else we got? I can't pull it up.
No, I know you can't. It's all right. Fresh Off the Boat.
Excellent show.
Do you know who Eddie Huang is?
Yes, I know who Eddie
because
Huang is.
I recently just learned about him
because
of the show, and then I did some more research.
He left
then,
the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it got like, way too Howley.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Howley's always getting in the way.
I know, right?
But it's an excellent, excellent show. The first seasons, couple seasons.
Yeah.
Dead on. You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I started researching more about Eddie Huang and how like he was like one of the very first like. Asian Americans, not even Asian American. I think he's just like full on. He's from.
That I'm not sure. I don't want to say California, but
because it says he's from Florida. But anywho,
that's right. He grew up in Florida because that's where the show's based off.
Yes.
That's why it's Orlando, and yes. There's all Orlando references. Yes.
But I read up a little bit about him, and I was like, oh wow, I had no idea that this happened.
Yeah.
What else? Broad City.
Whoa, a lot of broads. Where the babes at?
It's
what is it about?
It's so funny. It's about two girls who live in New York City and they go on like really crazy adventures together.
Yeah. Like Sex in the City?
No.
Okay, it's not
better.
That.
It's not,
I hope so.
It's not like it's nowhere near like Sex in the City.
Right.
It's way better than Sex in the City.
Okay.
It doesn't have like that kind of like stupid drama that Sex in the City has.
Right.
Angie Tribeca.
Okay.
Archer is really good.
Andrew Tribeca is another New York based show here.
Yes, another New York based show.
Okay. Archer's, I've seen Archer. Archer's a good show.
Rick and Morty.
So, okay, now this is what I want to get into.
Okay.
That's a great one because everybody seems to love these guys with a passion. I have yet to see it, so I don't know. I'm not going to judge it. What is the appeal there? What does it remind you of? Is it original? Is it like anything ever done?
It is. I feel like, okay, have you seen like a couple episodes of Robot Chicken?
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. It is, there is a little bit more smartness, I shall say that. Smartness when it comes to this show versus Robot Chicken. It is more dirtier.
Okay.
It is a lot more funnier. Sci-fi and just like how like the story is made and like the writers behind it I feel like are really really funny and they know how to be able to what's it called, like, I guess, could I be able to use this, like, no, I can't use Easter eggs in this one, but basically they talk about like really serious issues, people with like depression or people with like anxiety or people who are going through divorce and stuff like that. They talk about it, but they really, really make fun of it.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it kind of dark?
It's dark.
Oh, okay. It's a half hour. Is it a cartoon?
Yes, it is a cartoon.
Okay.
Yes. What else do I watch? Right. I really like that one, but they need to come out with more episodes. You're the worst.
I tell you, yes, I tell me. I tell myself that daily. Yeah.
It is a TV series.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
That is, I feel like, that is like kind of the epiphany of like millennials dating nowadays.
Oh, wait, is that like some Dawson's Creek kind of thing? It's like, I got so many problems. Here's my problems. Okay. Hey, Betty, was my problems.
Yeah. First of all, I do not like James Van Der Beek.
No one does. No. Good. Good answer.
No, sorry.
Okay, good.
But I do like another show that he is in called Do Not Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. Yeah.
That's... Yeah, you know me. Mm-hmm. What is that now? What is that some kind of mystery show?
No, it's another comedy show based in New York. Everything seems to be in New York. What's so fun about... Nah.
It's such a great town, isn't it? Huh. These are all on Hulu?
Yeah, speaking of New York, Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg. Yes.
I'm not a fan.
I know you're not.
I don't like Samberg. He's overrated.
I also really like MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay.
I like Gordon Ramsay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Modern Family, Party Down. Right. That's a really older one, though.
Break it down.
Superstore, right. The Good Place, The Mindy Project.
Mindy Project, yeah.
And...
Superstore is a good one. I was curious. Okay, so that's a good
worth watch. You know America Ferrera, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she stars in that show. It's really funny. Have you ever seen Employee of the Month with Dane Cook?
Is it like that?
It's
in the Costco.
Yes. All right. Except this one is in a Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard about good things about that, so I'll check that out.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that one. But when it comes to like favorite movies in my top five, I know I did not finish it, but I do like TV shows a lot more.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You quickly knocked them all out there. So that's good. So this is good information. This is good new shows if you may or may not have discovered. I didn't discover a lot of these, you know.
What was the one show that you wanted me to watch that was in black and white from 1959?
Dennis the Menace. Let's do it.
Dennis the Menace. I am writing that down right now.
Okay, here, let me. Okay, I'll give you a quick reference. This is your homework. We gave you homework last time. You listened to Tribe Called Quest. This is MF Doom. This is your homework for the next time, okay?
All right.
TV shows to look up. Now, some of them may be harder to find than others, but I know Hulu has Dennis the Menace. Dennis the Menace, the black and white show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go with legitimately episode one, and you go from there. Another show that I would recommend, The Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall.
Yes. It is from the late 80s, 90s.
Different from the movie Kids.
A lot different from the movie Kids.
Okay.
If anybody remembers the movie Kids, not really the same.
Kids in the Hall.
It's a sketch comedy show from Canada.
Okay.
And it is produced by Saturday Night Live guys.
Okay.
So, half hour show, a lot of good references in there that I will never use with you because you won't get them. But if you watch them, then I will maybe throw a reference out from the past.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because I still use that to this day. Mm-hmm. Another one is SCTV. It's another Canadian show. I like Canada TV. That show is like Saturday Night Live. It battled Saturday Night Live in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And that one had guys, I'm going to throw some names out. Let's see if you know. John Candy.
Nope.
Martin Short.
Nope.
Remember the dad from American Pie?
Yeah!
There you go. You got that, everyone? That is Eugene Levy, and he was in that show.
Oh!
You remember Home Alone?
Yes.
Remember the mom?
Yes.
Her name is Catherine O'Hara. She was on that show.
Huh.
Yes. Who else can I throw out there that was something that you would know? Those were the main ones. You never saw Uncle Buck?
No.
Okay.
Uncle Buck?
No, I don't put that down. But he's from SCTV. Yes. Okay. You know what? I'll leave you with those for now. All comedies.
Okay.
All lighthearted, good, fun stuff.
Can I leave you with one?
Give me one.
Have you ever heard of IT Guys?
No.
IT Guys. It's a BBC
show. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds... I think that'll be good already, because I know... I have a feeling what's going to be in it. Okay. Yeah, they'll whack
it's, them. When is it? I think it was from, like, 2004?
Okay.
2003? I laughed a lot. I think that you would laugh a lot about it, too. Because it deals with, like, the stupidity of people.
That's great. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And
All right.
Yeah.
I will definitely watch. So that I can see on Hulu?
Netflix.
Netflix is IT Guys. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. I will definitely watch that.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll watch that. Superstore, I'll watch.
Mm-hmm.
The Drunk History one, I want to check that out and see what that's all about.
I think that will definitely set a good tone for the rest of the shows, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, everyone, there you have it. This concludes The emergency episode.
The emergency episode. How's about that? We name it that. Emergency episode.
Emergency. Yeah. Cavett's emergency. Well, not Cavett's pregnant. That sounds,
yeah.
It's, well, we're about at, what are we at, an hour? Yeah, not to say. It all worked out. Everything's fine. Cavett's still alive. Cavett just texted me a picture of his medication. So he is on medication right now.
Oh.
Clearly. On medication. I don't know what type of, you know, he's on, let's see if I can get morphine. He's on codeine. He's on phentermine. He's on Xanax.
He's not on phentermine.
He's on Allegra. He's on
Ephedra. Allegra Cole from Hitch?
I'm just throwing a bunch of names out there. You're buying into it really good. Sorry. But yes, he's on medication live right now as we tape Wednesday morning. But we're gonna call it, and then hopefully he's going to be back. Cavett's going to be on the mainland before I forget. He is actually going to better be healthy because he's going to go to... I'm going to pull this up now. He's going to be at DesignerCon.
Ooh.
And let's pull this up here. You know, I'm going to plug something that Cavett's going to be hopefully doing. If he just, you know, meds up. Let's see if I can pull this up. The internet is coming. It's DesignerCon. He is going to be out. It doesn't even say where he's going to go. I'm looking at the Light Sleepers.
Going to the IG. Mainland.
He's going to the mainland. Good enough. Where are you going, Cavett? You need to write where you are going. You're putting DesignerCon booth 825. That's great. I don't know where to fly to. I stand corrected. Pasadena Convention Center.
I was going to say California.
He's going to be in California. All roads lead to California.
Yes.
So he's going to be at Pasadena Convention Center. And the day that he will be there, he did not put. So it's going to be sometime either Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Go all day. Go every day.
We will let you guys know.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yes.
So, Cavett, take care, wherever you may be, wherever you're going to be going to. That's pretty much all we got for this week, and then hopefully we'll be back for next week.
Not just for Cavett, though, but most definitely everyone take care of themselves.
There you go.
It is the holidays. It is getting a lot colder. I don't know if you've noticed, but it has been great. But
it's all right.
But take your vitamins, take emergency, keep yourself healthy as best you can, drink water, get sleep, be out in the sun every once in a while.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take care of you and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Just take care of each other out there, huh?
You know? Yeah.
In these uncertain times, let's just take care of each other.
Take care of each other. Don't be a creep.
Got that right. There you go. That's how we're going to end it. I keep forgetting the sounds. You know, it's like that was a perfect time to do... this one, as we get out of here, let's go. That's it. That's it. We're out. Mahalo.
Bye.
When I was little, my father was famous. He was the greatest samurai in the empire. And he was the shogun's decapitator. He cut off the heads of 131 lords. It was a bad time for the empire. The shogun just stayed inside his castle, and he never came out. People said his brain was infected by devils. My father would come home. He would forget about the killings. He wasn't scared of the shogun, but the shogun was scared of him. Maybe that was the problem. Then, one night, Shogun sent his ninja spies to our house. They were supposed to kill my father, but they didn't. That was the night everything changed.
Sometimes you gotta fast and fast. You niggas know where this shit started. Y'all know where it came from. And we're gonna take y'all back to the source, the mountains. Yeah.
When the MCs came, tell them about their names and to perform. Some had to smoke cocaine to act the same. With the poor heat rocking on down on with the mental plane. The spark the brain with the building to be born. Yo, friends up with the track, check the what you got. Check the fit, fake niggas get flipped and mic fights. I swing swords and cut clowns. Shit is too swift to bite. You record and write it down. I flow like the blood on a murder scene. Like
like a syringe on some wild out shit to insert a fame. But it was your walk the shop, stolen art, catch a swollen heart from not rolling smart. I put bad pressure on phony whack rhymes and get hurt. Sits plate like zodiac signs of sweatshirt. That's minimum and feminine like sandals. My minimum table stacks the first on a gamble. Energy is felt once the cards are dealt with the impact of roundhouse kicks from black belts that attack. Them white bones like cyclones or typhoons. I represent from midnight to high noon. I don't waste ink, nigga. I think I drop megaton bombs more fast than your blink. Cause rhyme thoughts travel at a tremendous speed through clouds of smoke of natural blends of weed. Only under one circumstance, as if I'm blunted, turn that shit up. My clan in the front wanted. Now when the MCs came to live out the name, antics to perform, some had to snort cocaine to the act the same. For he rocking on that on with the mental plane, just to spark the brain with the building to be born. Yo, the rhythm of the track with the what? I'm on a mission that niggas say is impossible. But when I swing my swords, they all choppable. I be the body dropper, the heartbeat stopper. Child educator plus head infiltrator. Cause niggas styles are old like Mark 5 sneakers. Lyrics are weak like clock radio speakers. Don't even stop at my station and attack while your plan fell with the rep like Amtrak. What the fuck for? Damn, my lord make law. I be justice, I sentence that ass 2 to 4. Ram the clock, that state pen time, check it. But the pins I'll be sticking with, you can't stake the crime. Came through with the wool, slid off on the DL. I'm low key like seashells, I rock these bells. Now come aboard, it's Medina bound into the chamber. And it's a whole different sound, it's a wide entrance. Small exit like a funnel, so deep it's picked up on radios and tunnels. Niggas are fascinated how the shit you get vaccinated. My logo is branded in your skin when the MCs came to live out the name. Took your hand to perform, some had to snort cocaine to act the same. Before he rocked it on that on with the mental plane, just spark the brain with the building to be born. Yo, rhythm hit the track, what the fuck is it, the one in the ass.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.